Tech Talk with Jess Kelly.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
This is News Talk.
Yeah, you're very welcome along to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Coming up over the next hour, we're going to take a closer look at how and why Meta is going to use your data to train AI, plus what you can do to opt out. And as ever, I'll answer your tech questions. If you want to get in touch, you can drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com, or you'll find me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. And we're going to start this week with Meta, because there's been a lot of talk about this online. I've seen it on Instagram, I've seen it in the papers, and I've obviously heard it around the office. People are asking what's going on. So who better to explain it all than Ciara O'Brien of the Irish Times? Ciara, what's going on?
So you may have noticed in your email, not in the last couple of days, that Meta is changing its policies, its privacy policies. So what they're doing is they want to use your data, your posts, your photos, your captions to train its AI. And look, this makes sense because all the big tech companies are concentrating on AI. This is apparently going to be the future, whether we want it or not. And to make AI useful and to make it intelligent, they have to use data to train on. The more data, the better. And you think about the amount of data that's on Facebook, it makes sense that they would want to use it. And the same for Instagram. But obviously, people are not too happy about this because it means, you know, your data is going to be sucked up into the big kind of large language model in the sky, and, you know, you don't have any control over it. Now, look, you could argue once you put something up on the internet, you don't have any control over it anyway. But we like to think that we have some measure of control over how it's used. And that is the whole reason behind GDPR. So in Europe, because of GDPR, in Europe, you have the option to opt out of this. The only thing is it's not as easy to do as it should be. This should be like a one button thing, opt in, opt out. And actually, it should be opt in rather than opt out, realistically. You know, people should be asked, do you want to take part in this, rather than consent being assumed. This is now the basis of a complaint by Max Schrems, who is behind the NYOB, which is not your, basically, it's a privacy group. They have taken cases against Meta in the past. And what they want is basically for them to not do this. They have basically said that, you know, people shouldn't have to opt out of this. It should be easy to not be part of this great AI experiment, because they're basically saying, look, they're not seeking consent. They're basically forcing you to opt out. And they have called on the data protection authorities across Europe to stop this. They want them to get moving on this immediately, because you have time before this actually happens. So you would have got an email from Instagram or from Facebook to say that they're changing their privacy policies. It comes into effect on June 26th. So if you object and you decide you want to opt out, if you do that before June 26th, the information that's on your profile will not be sucked into this AI training model if they accept your objection. Now, the issue obviously is that you can't control what's on other people's profiles. So if somebody posts, say, if I post a photograph of you, and you object to your information being used from your Facebook profile or your Instagram account, that doesn't cover, strictly speaking, what I have posted about you on my Facebook page or my Instagram account, unless I object too. Now, there are ways to ask Facebook and Instagram to remove data posted by third parties about you. But the problem is once that data is sucked up into these training models, it's like oil and water. It's almost impossible to remove or to guarantee that it's been removed. You can try to remove it, but once it's been used, I mean, who's to say where it is? So, I mean, we always keep coming back to the thing of, if you don't want something online, don't post it. But we've also all had that thing of where somebody posts the utterly horrendous photograph of you looking half dead, you know, and refuses to take it down. You can't control what other people do. You can only control what you do. And this is the problem, that, you know, you might object to it, but other people won't, or they won't know how to, or they won't be able to do it in time. And it's not the easiest thing to do. So I wrote an article this week about how to object. And what some people were finding was when you followed the links within Instagram, in particular within Instagram's own help and support section, you're redirected to a Facebook page. You know, if you don't have a Facebook account, how do you log in? You know, because it's not going to, it just doesn't work. You know, you have to have a Facebook account to log into it. If you have an Instagram account or a Facebook account, you will have gotten an email. Go to that email. There is actually a link that will bring you directly to the objection page from that email. And it, for Instagram, it will be an Instagram page. I've just double checked it. It is there. Fill out that form and, you know, you should get a response quite quickly. If you don't get a response, fill it out again. Fill it, you know, and follow up on it. Don't just assume that they're going to take your wishes into account, because, you know, things get missed, things go missing. Follow up on it and make sure that your information, if you object to it, is not going to be used to train these large language models.
I have your article in front of me and I've just followed the steps that you've outlined in the article. And again, it's on the Irish Times website if you want to go up and have a read. And I've clicked through, and when I clicked on the object, it says this form isn't available. This form is only available to certain people in certain regions who have an active Facebook account.
So you have to log in first. That's the thing, because I got that first as well. Then when I logged in and clicked on that and followed those steps again, because you're actually... it's not within the Facebook app or the Instagram app. It's a support page that's outside of it. So it'll bring you to like a browser, a web browser. You have to log into your account in that web browser, and then it will allow you to go in and fill out the form. Otherwise, yes, again, like if you follow the instructions and you don't have a Facebook account, it's going to redirect you to this Facebook form. If you go to your, I'm actually going to update that article now with the updated links, the direct links as well, so people can click through. But you do have to log into whichever account that you are going to try and stop them using. So if you have a Facebook account, you log into your Facebook account. If it's an Instagram account, you log in with your Instagram login. But I will, basically the direct links will be in there now.
So the notion of this being so arduous, is that to try and put people off? Because for everything else, you like, to be fair to Meta, over recent years, they've made their transparency center on Facebook very straightforward to use. They've made it very easy to turn on certain controls on Instagram. You literally just tap a toggle and it's dunzo hunzo. Is this like intentionally difficult, could we say?
Well, I couldn't say for certain. Look, it doesn't help that it's difficult. And I actually have been in touch with Meta about it, because a few people came back to me and said, look, I don't have a Facebook account anymore. Why is it directing me to a Facebook login? To me, it should be very simple. This should be bring you to a page. You know, you log in either with your Instagram or your Facebook account, whichever you have. It shouldn't be forcing you to have a Facebook account. And the Instagram link should certainly not be redirecting you to a page that requires you to log in with a Facebook account. And it should be just a very simple one click. But actually, realistically speaking, it should be the opposite way around. You should have to opt in. It should be more difficult to opt in rather than implied consent, because this is something new. You know, if you are going to, if you are, this is the, all the whole AI thing, obviously, is brand new to a lot of people. If you want to use my data for something other than what I have previously said you could use it for in the past, you have to get my consent. And this has been through the Data Protection Commission, you know, so this obviously has been passed. You know, Facebook and Meta in general, you know, they will tread carefully when it comes to stuff like this. So, you know, this has obviously not been objected to by data protection authorities throughout Europe. So, you know, but it should be more difficult to opt in than it is to opt out. It's the same with subscriptions, you know, that it should always be as easy to unsubscribe as it is to subscribe. But Facebook and Instagram are asking you, or not asking, actually, they're telling you this is what we're going to be using your data for. If you object to it, you know, let us know. But then not making it as easy, you know, as they should. You know, but it shouldn't be difficult. And also, it shouldn't be implied consent. You know, you are asking people to trust you with their data. You know, ask them if they want to opt in. And look, there's a good chance that most people do not want their data to be used for this. People are suspicious of AI and, you know, that's not an unbelievable position to take. People are wary about what happens with their data now. Once you put something up online, you do lose a certain amount of control over it. And even with all the privacy laws that we have with GDPR, with all those, you know, those all of those penalties that come along with this, you know, there is a thing. There is a certain amount of control that you have over it, but also once something goes online, anybody can grab it. You know, images can be screenshotted and taken outside of the context of what you intended them to be used for. We've seen it happen. And yes, you can kind of clean up after it, but realistically speaking, once something is out there, it is out of your control. It is, for all intents and purposes, it's out of your control. So, I mean, they should be asking for permission, not implying permission and then making you say that you don't want this. You know, this shouldn't be difficult. And if they are intentionally, I wouldn't say they're intentionally making it difficult, because, you know, I don't know the conversations that have gone on behind the scenes. But for a company that has made things so much easier in some respects, this seems to be a very poor way of handling this, and it's a misstep to make it that difficult.
One thing that I've noticed as a trend on Instagram, I spent half my life on Instagram, but in recent weeks and months, every day it feels like there's another one of these, you know, share your photo to show when you were young and all that kind of jazz. People, I'm always baffled by people who are doing that, because surely that information is really useful to training AI to see, well, look, this is what Jess Kelly looked like when she was 5 and this is what she looks like now at 35. Like, do people realise what they're doing when they're taking part in these sort of digital viral challenges?
No. And, you know, like, I think we just see it as a bit of fun. And a lot of these images as well, you know, these kind of things are AI generated as well. You've seen it. We saw it with the image of, you know, the Rafa image, All Eyes on Rafa. And actually one of these now that's popped up that I've noticed is people sharing an image saying, you know, I do not consent for Instagram or Facebook, or whatever, to use my data for training their AI on their Instagram stories. Now, that does nothing. Okay. So if you're sharing that, I mean, you may as well just shout into the wind, because first of all, stories are 24 hours and they disappear. Facebook is not, Instagram are not monitoring your page for copyright notices. And also when you sign up to the terms and conditions, you know, you sign up to allow them to use your data in a certain way, not this particular way. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I didn't sign up to allow them to use my data for AI. But when you know, by putting those notices up, like they don't do anything. So, you know, if you want to object, you have to do it through this form. But yes, people are sharing all of these photographs, and it's a vast trove of data. And while Meta has community guidelines that govern how the data that's posted on their platform is supposed to be used, you are relying on people to actually stick to those. And we've seen in the past that people don't. So, you know, people can be scraping stories, and also they don't need to go through the official Instagram apps or APIs to do that. You know, there are plenty of websites out there, for example, that allow you to view people's Instagram stories anonymously.
Yeah.
And you can pull data. You know, there's all manner of ways around that Meta may not be aware that people are using data in a certain way. And they have no control over people screenshotting data and using it in a certain way. So again, you know, if you're think twice before you share, think twice before you put stuff up online. And, you know, bear in mind that with all the data privacy settings and all the data privacy guidelines in the world, you know, it still means that once you put something up online, you don't know what's happening with it. You can't control what's happening with it. And all you can do is try and clean up the mess afterwards. But like, if you have given over, you know, your childhood photographs to somebody who's then using them for something else, you know, or using them as a training model without your knowledge, I mean, you can't get that back. You can't take that data out of a model. It is the oil and the water thing. There's always some remnants of it somewhere. Yeah. So think twice about what you put up online.
Yeah, big time. And especially when it comes to your kids as well. Like, I saw that it was something like, was it Daughter Day or Sunday or something like that? And a lot of people were sharing photographs of their kids. And again, I get it. I have nieces and nephews who I love and adore, and I love to show them off, but I do it on my closed friends circle thing, the close friends. I just think, be eyes wide open. To go back to the point at the beginning of this about the training of the AI, like, I love some AI features. So, for example, I use Google Photos to store my photos, and I love that I can put in my niece's name and it pulls up all the photographs from when she was a baby, and it just knows that it's her face. Like, if we want to get the benefits of AI, and I'm being devil's advocate here rather than expressing an opinion, but if we want to get the benefits of AI, is there not a bit of a quid pro quo here that we have to play ball as well?
There is. And, you know, I mean, I also use AI in a few different things as well. And I do, there are ways to do it though. So Apple, you know, it would always be a privacy first kind of a company, or that's at least, you know, what they advocate for. I pay for an iCloud subscription. Within my photos on my iPhone, I have faces set up. So, you know, again, like you say, you can search for your niece, I can search for my daughter, and I can search for my son, and it pulls up photographs of them when they were babies. That's a setting that I have on my phone. But like, I am putting my faith in a company that, you know, this data isn't going elsewhere because I'm paying a subscription to them to use certain features on my phone. I think, yeah, look, there is a bit of a trade-off. It's like when people complain about data centers but want access to everything straight away when they're using cloud services, or when people complain about mobile phone masts going up in their area but also complain about the fact that they have very poor phone coverage. There is always a trade-off with these things, and what people have to decide is whether or not that trade-off is worth what you give up, you know. So we've seen over the past couple of years with stuff like social media and with online services in general, and, you know, that giving over data gives you access to certain things and to certain services. But for some things, it's going to be worth it, and for others, it's not. And you can only make that decision for you. With AI, the more data it's trained on, the better. The smarter it gets, the more useful it gets. Mm. And if this is something that you want, I mean, look, you shouldn't have to hand over all of your data. And you should also be given the choice whether or not. I mean, it's a difference between making an informed choice about what you do versus a company just presuming that you're going to allow them to do this and asking for forgiveness rather than permission. Now, in the case of using data, you know, asking forgiveness also usually comes with a whopper fine in the EU, as we've seen in the past. But, you know, for a lot of these companies, that fine can be worth kind of skirting the rules a bit, because, you know, they make vast amounts of money off it. And that's not to say that any of the companies involved here are, you know, doing anything shady, mm-hmm. but, you know, they all have to stay within the law. But what I'm saying is, you know, it's not beyond the bounds of possibility that, you know, you refuse permission and some company decides they'll take the chance. They'll kind of roll the dice with GDPR, take the chance they might get away with it this time, they might get caught another time. That's just, you know, like that's just human nature. You know, people will try and get away with stuff. It's harder to do it now. And, you know, like the big companies are, I suppose, I would assume, you know, for the most part, that the bigger companies are staying, you know, on the right side of GDPR legislation as much as possible. But it is an ever shifting landscape as well. And, you know, we've seen in the past where data was transferred, you know, under certain rules that then were invalidated, and then obviously then those transfers became invalid, and then, you know, there's all sorts of repercussions for that. But in the main, look, you know, the big companies are not going to risk their business model and not going to risk the wrath of the DPC publicly, at least. I mean, like, I can't say whether or not, you know, what's going on behind the scenes. You know, I don't know. I'm not witnessing it myself. But, you know, I think for everybody, it's a choice you have to make. And there are always going to be people who have no problem with their data being used. I think, you know, for myself, I wouldn't have a problem with some data being used, but I would with others. And particularly for, I have two Instagram accounts, and for my private Instagram account, I don't want that data being used because that's where the majority of the photos of my children would be that I don't share publicly. Mm-hmm. I don't want those being sucked up into an AI large language model to train future AI. I don't want that data being used. Now, if there's something I really don't want online, or I don't want shared with anybody outside of a certain circle, I will not share that online, full stop, because I don't, as I said, once something goes up, you don't have control over it. People can screenshot things, even if you have your settings set to private. We've seen that in the past. My God, it was the whole thing of the Wagatha Christie case, mm-hmm. was, you know, about stories being shared only with certain people. You know, like, there's always a way around things. There's always a kind of a solution to a restriction in some way, shape or form. But I am not comfortable with it. And I would be kind of quite on board with using AI for some stuff, but I'm not on board with just vast troves of data being sucked up, and people being given this kind of, you know, oh, well, you might opt out, or, you know, you agreed to this, so we're going to assume you're okay with this unless you tell us otherwise.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like I have, it's like somebody coming to your house for dinner and then them moving in, you know. Well, you're here, you're okay when I was here for dinner. I mean, why wouldn't you want me here for breakfast and lunch as well? Oh, and since you're fine with that, I'm just going to stay over and I'm just going to move into this small drawer. But actually, now I want your wardrobe, but no, you know, your bedroom and maybe your entire house. You know, that's the kind of thing, you know, like it doesn't, just because you're okay with one thing doesn't mean you're going to be okay with something else. And look, also, just because you're not okay with it now doesn't mean you won't be okay with it in the future. We've seen that with stuff like, you know, smart speakers, where people, if you told people 10 years ago, I'm going to put this device in your house, it's going to listen to you all the time and wait for you to say a certain word. And when you say a certain word, then it's going to spring into action. But it's also going to save all your data and all your searches so that we can use it to train stuff. But also, you know, you can go back and delete it if you want, but like, it's going to take you, you know, a good 3 hours of your life to sift through what you want deleted. And, you know, it's all these settings that are hidden, but you know, it's fine because we're not really listening to you. We're just listening for this word. People will run a mile. Now, you look now, most people have, you know, voice activated speakers in their homes. I have them myself in certain rooms, not in others. And, you know, people are much more comfortable with it now. So in 10 years time, yeah, you might be much more comfortable with the idea that, you know, your photographs are being used to train AI models. Probably less so, I imagine, if you're involved in that industry, you know, that's how you make your living. I mean, who wants to put themselves out of business? But, you know, who knows where we're going to be in 10 years time. And there are good sides to AI. And like, I think we often get bogged down in the kind of the bad side of things and the uncertainty of it all. But I do think that there are good reasons to use AI. And we've been using AI for a long time. It's just now we're more aware of it because of generative AI and it hit the headlines. But like, artificial intelligence has been used for years. Google's been working on it for years. You know, all those recommendations that you get from Netflix, all of that kind of thing, you know, that's all a form of AI. It just doesn't have the fancy name. It's basically, it's machine learning. It's, you know, it's algorithms. All of that is to a certain extent AI. But, you know, where we are now, we're kind of picking up pace now. And to get them, to get all these models to a point where they are super smart, they need data and to use data. And all of these companies are becoming AI companies, as well as social media companies, as well as search companies. And they have all this data at their fingertips. It makes sense that they want to use it. But if you don't want them to use it, opt out.
But do you think that we're... Yeah, well, that's the good thing about being in Europe. But are you anticipating much more of this coming down the tracks now, not only from Meta, but from all the services that we use? Because we've constantly, and you and I and everyone else has been saying for ages now, AI is in everything. It has been for ages, but it's just going up a gear. Do you anticipate all of these different services that we avail of to start asking for consent or offering us to opt out of using our data for the training purposes of AI?
Well, I think to a certain extent they already use a lot of the data that we give them. And if hands up, who reads the terms and conditions when they sign up to a service?
Nope.
Exactly. You can't see me, but my hands are firmly down, because yeah, if you were to read all those terms and conditions, you know, for every app that you install, every service that you sign up for, you'd be, it would take a couple of years out of your life. Mm-hmm. And I'm not exaggerating there. There was actually a study done on it. But I think, like, if you look carefully at the amount of data that's being used, you know, they're already using your data to improve their services and stuff like that. So it kind of falls under the same thing. It's just because now this is an added thing on top of what they already offer, that they're changing their terms and conditions and they're asking your permission to use it specifically regarding AI, because obviously the AI Act is coming in as well. And, you know, that there's going to be all these different use cases for AI that, you know, that like when it comes to essential services and you know, that they're going to have to stick to very strict rules. But to a certain extent, you know, while it's not been specifically AI, you know, focused, these companies, all these internet companies are using your data in a way that you have given permission. So this will just be another layer on top of that. And I would imagine that any company that needs, or who feels, not every company is going to be an AI company or going to need to have their own AI service that will require them specifically to ask permission to use your data within their AI. There's going to be a lot of companies out there that's going to be using third-party AI. And, you know, they will ask to use your data to improve their services. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that this is going to be, you know, part of that in the future, because they wouldn't always have asked, you know, permission specifically to use, you know, they don't always give you specifics about exactly what they're going to be using your data to improve, you know, as in down to the granular data. They'll give you kind of an overview. I would imagine that, yes, you're going to see more and more of this, where companies are going to want to use your data to improve their training models. And don't forget as well, there is a lot of data that we put out there that has been scraped and used for training models that we're unaware of. So your data is most likely already in some of these large language models.
A nice cheery thought. No, there's not. But look, it'll all be fine, right? It'll all be grand. Just what I would recommend, and I'm sure you'd echo it as well, just to be eyes wide open. And when you get emails from different service providers, don't just delete them automatically. Like, very often there's a reason why they're sending them, and just scroll down, take the 5 minutes and do whatever you need to do.
Exactly. If you read what they're sending you, and usually what they'll do is they'll highlight the changes. So, you know, I mean, part of it is making this more accessible to people. So don't send them like a block of text where they have to read through, you know, 200 pages to figure out what's actually different. Most of the time when you get these emails, they say, we're changing our policies, here's what's different. At least read that. If you don't agree with it, you are well within your rights to remove yourself from the service. They will give you advance notice of this. As I said, this particular change is not coming in until the 26th of June. You have time to go in and tell them that you want to opt out. But, you know, you have to actually read what they're sending. And we do kind of tune out an awful lot of the noise. Like, there is so much noise and there's so many notifications, but they will flash up a notification on the actual app as well. So if you go into if you've been in Instagram lately, you would have had a notification that they're changing their privacy policies and changing their terms and conditions and whatever. But if you check your email, there will be an email there to say, we're changing our policies, this is what we're changing, and here's how you can opt out. Mm-hmm. Use your voice. If you don't agree with it, if you do agree with it, that's fine. You know, if you're happy for them to use your posts and your photos, I mean, you're not going to be identifiable from these, you know, from this data. You know, this is the thing, like, it's not going to, you know, out you, you know, to your boss or whatever. But mm-hmm. if it's something you've put up on Instagram, it will be used to train a photo model or something. It will be used to train something. So if you don't agree with it, let them know that you don't agree with it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you feel that strongly about it, you know, you can write to the DPC and express your dissatisfaction with the fact that they're asking you to opt out rather than opt in. You know, you can make complaints to the DPC yourself. They will investigate them. I'm not sure how much they'd investigate this particular one because, you know, as I said, they would have already engaged to a certain extent with data protection authorities before they introduced this particular change. But, you know, you can still raise an objection with the DPC and get some sort of guidance from them. You know, they will either tell you your opinion, or, you know, if you make a complaint about a company using your data in a way that you haven't agreed to, well, then, you know, that they will investigate, or they will look into it. You know, it's there are ways to use your voice. There are ways to make your opinion felt. And, you know, the biggest way to make your opinion felt is, you know, use your feet. If you don't agree with something, don't use the service, which is easier said than done in some cases. But, you know, in the case of Instagram, you know, Instagram is not an essential. It's a nice photo sharing service that started out as pictures of food and has now kind of developed into something a bit more gargantuan. But, you know, Instagram is not an essential service. Nobody could say that, you know, if you don't use Instagram, you're going to die. You know, if you do not agree with this new policy, opt out. If they don't accept your opt out, don't use the service. Don't give them your data. You can remove your data and you can request that your data be deleted. It is entirely up to you whether or not you go along with this. So as I said, I've opted out. I have sent in the form. I know lots of people have too. The way to opt out is to use the form, not to put up a status update or, you know, asserting that you have the copyright over your own photographs. It is not to put it as a story on Instagram stories. That does nothing. Instagram are not watching for the stuff like that. So to opt out, you use the form. You don't post it as a story or a post on Facebook. End of story. And if you really don't agree with it, walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take control. You are not powerless in the situation. As I said, there is a brilliant explainer up on the Irish Times website written by Ciara, and the links will be there. For the moment, Ciara O'Brien of the Irish Times, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I would love to know what you think. You can email me, techtalk@newstalk.com. Do you care? Does it concern you when AI is using your data to get better? I mean, ultimately, we're the ones who benefit from better tech tools, right? It's not a black and white one. There's plenty of grey area. But let me know what you think. techtalk@newstalk.com is the email address. Now, when we come back here on News Talk, I'm going to answer some of your tech questions.